Good morning. Here is the Omi Radio News in Special Liberian English. My name Seyo Watusin. The government house that is looking after this program, government program, what they call County Service Center. And the big name for this particular office here, they call it National Decentralization Implementation Secretariat. They say the government finished building all this service center then all over this country here. And they open about 11 of them that are working now. But now, the other four, the balance four, is ready now for them to open it. Mr. Emmanuel Wenyu, who is the big person for this particular office here, he said, now, the Ministry of Internal Affairs, they are working with the county leadership in Grand Cru County, so they will show the day in November here for the port to open it. Mr. Emmanuel, when you say right now, the county service center then that in River G, in Riverset, and in Mascarado County here in the interior, they're going to open them, say for the one in River G, they will open in November 24. And the one in Riverside will open in November 27. And the one in Mascarado County, that is rural Mascarado County, they will open in November 30. So now, the one in Grand Cru, when they show the day now, then they will open everything together. So when you talk to Omi Radio and say the government say they want to open all the service center then in this year, in the particular November here before the year can end. One local human rights group, they say their work, what they are doing with the security people to make sure that human rights, they really hold it up, in, say, particularly so in J-House, then they don't know correct. This group they call Rural Human Rights Activist Program. They say for this reason they've been making some training for police and other security people, then, like the J-Officer. Then. So Mr. Loma Besa, who is the big person for this one here, say, they donate in Lofa, Nimba, Bon County. And so he said, what they telling the police people is that when somebody go to jail, even though they do something, that's why they put them there, but their human rights is still there. So the police will try to make sure, or the security people there in that jail, they must try to make sure that they respect the people their human rights. News say a big meeting is now going on in Poland, and they are hanging here to see how what they can do about this climate change business here. Now, the people, the particular climate change here, the other day, all the world leaders that came together and signed agreement paper in France, in the capital city they call Paris. And so this particular meeting, they call the COP23. On Wednesday that passed, the country that are holding the meeting here now, they say, they finished making an announcement to say they put $58 million one side to make sure that they put it in this particular money, the other country will put money inside so that they can help people who are running away because the weather now changed. The weather changing business here, they say more than 23 million people now run away because in those places, sometimes where you don't used to see rain falling and water coming, spoiling things, is now happening there. In other places, the place is hot. No way to wait. So like this year, people have to run away to go look for a clear place to sit down. And they say the weather change, or what they call climate change, that human being and the cause. Because BB countries, they build BB factories and are doing things, putting heat in the air. That's why making these things here to change like that. And so this meeting that is going on in that place, so they say they will not move from there until they find some kind of answer that they will be going by to help people, particularly so who are now suffering. That is the end of the Omi Radio News in Special Liberian English. My name is Seyo Watusin. Good morning.